Some of those top 10 rock songs are a bit rubbish.
Well, Rolling Stone.
Not rock songs, sorry, no, best songs.
No, best songs. Rolling Stone, as Nick just told us, has revealed the list of the 500 best songs of all time.
Mm.
So this is a list that, now they are, you wonder who they asked. 250 artists, writers, and industry figures.
Mm.
So
what would they know?
I know.
So you ask the listeners.
I'm not surprised with Aretha Franklin being
number one. No, nor am I.
Not at all.
But for sure.
For many, many reasons.
Yes, but Public Enemy at 2, please.
Yeah,
please.
Fight the Power.
Yep.
Sam Cooke 3 with A Change Is Gonna Come. Bob Dylan 4 Like a Rolling Stone.
That's a great
one
song.
One of my all time favourite Dylan songs.
Great song.
And 5 is Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Which again is great fans of Dylan when we both kind of strolled out of the Dylan gig because we were bored.
Yeah.
Didn't play that one either.
No, he didn't.
He didn't play Hurricane or he didn't play.
He's and two we're biggest
like,
ones.
Then you're like, we're going home. We're taking our lollies and we're going home, Bob.
Do you have one?
Yeah, look, for me, it's this one and I just hit it right. Let her face at first just go steam. On the same grounds as at what did get in the list there, Strawberry Fields.
Yeah.
It was that era of what is going on, you know, like really different. And I still, as my favourite song, don't know what the hell that's about.
Okay. No.
Not really.
Well, can we throw it out? Let's do a list.
Yeah.
Yep.
1-333-53.
Give us a call right now. 1-333-53. Best song of all time.
Yeah, you're right.
Just throw it at us.
You're on the panel with Rolling Stone magazine, and you have to nominate a song. Okay, it's very hard to do. We know that. That's why we're making you do it.
Well,
you have to pick one.
Yeah, and the good thing about it is it's not necessarily popular.
No.
It's what you think.
See,
is
I
the greatest
think
song of all time.
Risey doesn't have it, but
have
which
it,
is surprising because every man and their dog has done a version. Is it because you can't spell it properly, Rise?
No, I've spelled it right.
It's because what song is it?
I think this might be it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you're right, you know.
I love Hallelujah.
Such a good song.
Everybody has done it. Leonard Cohen is the master,
I think,
in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't have the Leonard Cohen. I only had the Jeff Buckley, which I was trying to find.
Jeff Buckley was brilliant.
There's three good versions. Buckley, of course, Leonard, because he wrote it.
Katie Lang.
The other guy that acted, Rufus Wainwright.
Oh, yes, Rufus Wainwright. Brilliant.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
That is just a cracking song.
I haven't been through the entire 500.
It'll
but
be
I'm
in there.
Sure, it's in there somewhere.
It'll be in
1-333-53, though. Give us a call. We're talking music. Your favourite, basically your favourite song.
Oh, I'm loving Simon already. Hey, Simon.
How you going, guys?
Really well. What is the best song of all time, according to Simon at Maitland?
Oh, it's got to be Three Dog Night, hasn't it?
Sing it.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
It's Joy to the World.
Joy
if you're
to the World.
Joy to the World, that's it.
Yeah,
Joy to the World, yeah.
Was a bullfrog.
Dun, dun, dun.
It was a good friend of mine.
Woo! Dun, dun, dun.
Keep going.
No, that's all we know.
Couple of nice big fat spliffs and we'll be right.
Okie dokie. Thank you, Simon. Oh, my God. You knew. He knew exactly what he was doing.
Oh, the kiddies are at home.
Oh, dear. Gareth.
All good.
Gareth, the best song of all time. What are you contributing?
Golden Earring, Red Eye Love.
Little known fact, Dutch band.
Hey.
Dutch band, yep.
Yep.
Why this one for you, Gareth? I love it.
It's just been there since I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know,
it's that bass line, isn't it, Gareth?
And the drum solo in it too, it's...
True.
Yeah,
love it.
It just ticks the boxes.
Well, thanks for contributing.
No worries.
Good on you, Gareth.
Good song.
Hello. Rothbury, Mel.
Hello, how are you going?
Really well, Mel. The best song of all time, according to you?
Bohemian Rhapsody. Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening
me. Again, with Mel, it's a bit like that, Strawberry Fields and White Shadow Pulp. That just blew everyone's mind.
It so did.
When Mel, it came out.
Absolutely. Why for you, though?
Oh, just that everybody knows that song, young, the old, more or less sing their own version of it, but yeah.
It's funny, Mel, every time we here at Triple M do, you know, we do the best songs, you know, but yeah, we do them occasionally, and that always figures in at least the top five, if not top 10, every time.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah,
Mel,
it's an awesome song.
We do it so many times here, they run out of ideas. I think next week we're doing best songs of lead singers with big noses.
Thanks for the call. Jake's at East Maitland. Hi, Jake.
Morning.
Best song?
25 or 624 by Chicago.
Again, the bass line. Dun, 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 dun. Yes.
Yeah.
No. The horn section.
The horn section.
Right. The horn section. Well, I'm a sax player, so.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff, Jake.
Thank you, Jake.
We've got a Dave.
I tell you what, Dave, I reckon I may well be the only one that knows this one.
You probably are. It's a bit left field, but Brian Cadd, Let Go.
Such a good
song.
How does
it go, Brian? Oh, sorry, Dave.
I'm not singing.
Come on, Dave.
Let go. It ain't worth it if she hurts you.
Yeah, that one.
Let go. It ain't easy if she don't care.
Yeah, I may have used it
in a breakup.
Thank you, Dave.
Oh, well done.
Oh, Briny Cad.
Wow. Aaron?
Yeah, how you going?
Now, we're talking the best of the best of the best, and your vote is for?
The Newcastle song. Come on. Newcastle.
I think he's going.
Are you going the Down Hunter Street, the girls?
Yeah. Oh.
I know. Because I thought the same. Went, hang on, which one? But yeah, the Normie
the
and
Dave and the Darrows.
Don't you ever let a chance go? No. Hudson.
Bob Hudson.
Bob Hudson. Don't you ever let a chance go by?
Well, we've got that
Normie.
One.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Ten-foot bikey, and you're
going to
say, yeah?
Screen's that's it.
Screen is frozen.
And that amazing follow-up, rack off, Normie, you and your mates.
Thank you, Aaron.
I like how Aaron put that in greatest songs of all time.
I do too.
Oh, Hudson, Bobby Hudson be happy about that.
Where's Charlie Pride and the Snakes Crawl at Night?
I agree. Where is Charlie Pride and the Snakes Crawl at Night?
But if you ask my dad, that'd be in there.
Oh, well, okay, if we go on there. Where's Harry Secombe?
Oh.
There you are. I didn't like any of those.
I know.
Yeah,
isn't it great?
Classic songs. Great
come on,
songs.
Come on, 90s boy. Throw one yours. Yeah. Come on. Okay. I'm curious. Okay. We wouldn't even get EP Nikki in here because it'll be a boy band.
Okay. This is a song from, I think it even might be the 80s. I don't know. It's the Pixies. Where Is My Mind? It's the last scene in Fight Club, this song. Ready?
Okay, enough of that.
Rizey, stop the song immediately.
Oh, God.
You are obviously a mate of Bob Spliffboy earlier.
Yeah, we've been smoking some stuff.
You and Simon.
I thought he was playing Faith No More, epic.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
and I went, good, well done.
No,
not that rubbish.